Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program here in the Valley of the Sun and beyond. He's Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to get into today, Mike Wilson. Holy smokes. What a day in college basketball. What a day in the NBA. We got Major League Baseball happening right in our backyard. We can always talk NFL. The draft is around the corner. Dude, we are not at a loss for things to talk about, my friend. Good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. And, you know, we got to talk about that NFL combine that I think a lot of people read a little bit too much into that. But we got a guy there from Bama who just scorched the 40. But, yeah, we got a lot to talk about. The Boston game last night was great. College basketball heating up. We got tournaments the next couple weeks. There's just a lot on the docket, man.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Tons to dive into. On the other side, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We talk some hockey and baseball with him. So we'll get that fix taken care of for you early, and then obviously we'll continue talking about the rest of the sports world, because like Mike said, man, it's all unfolding right before us and a lot to get into. So we're going to do that. Keep it close, everybody. Just getting warmed up. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix. Personal styling for everybody.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
A strike away. The set by Pagan. And the 1-2 on the way. And a fastball swung on and missed. And that'll do it. The Tampa Bay Rays get a great pitching performance from four different pitchers. Play stellar defense tonight. Hit four home runs. And the celebration is on the infield right now for the Rays as they come into the Coliseum here in Oakland, and they subdue the A's by a score of 5-1, and they have won the wild card game and are on their way to a division series to take on the Houston Astros.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. That's like music to people's ears, especially baseball fans. Seriously, man. You love hearing those calls. You love this time of year, and we're extremely lucky, Mike Wilson and myself, Andy Dorf, to be right here, so close to all the action in Arizona. We see these guys on a daily basis. We literally, like, walk into these people, and we don't even know who they are. Like, it's kind of crazy when you think about it, but spring training is here. Major League Baseball is back, and obviously we've had the scandal to talk about, but hopefully things are kind of starting to settle down and people can actually think about what's to come, which would be the season that's coming upon us. Welcome in, John Poulter. Good morning, John. How are you, my friend?
Morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. Another day in paradise. And like I said, we're extremely lucky because we do get to see these guys on a frequent basis at this time of the year because obviously spring training is happening. So give us the skinny. Give us the update on what's been going on in spring training as we're trying to move away from the sign-stealing scandal. And I think that it's starting to be able to people are being able to look on to something other than that as far as this Major League Baseball season.
I agree with you, and hopefully that's going to be in the past very, very soon. Quite frankly, I think we're getting an appetite for baseball right now, as we always do with the spring games. But I think once the regular season starts and we start seeing the regulars playing every day and we start seeing the good teams with their best players and the standings mattering, I think we're going to see it go away. I suspected every time the Astros go to a stadium for the first time this season, there's going to be a smattering of boos, but I suspect that will die down over time. Looking at the spring training standings, a couple of things that are kind of striking me as a little bit strange. That is that in the Cactus League, we've got the San Diego Padres at 6-1. We've got the Dodgers at 6-2. We sort of expect to see the Dodgers there, but the Padres at 6-1 is a little bit of a surprise, plus 22 in seven games, whereas the Dodgers are plus 24. And quite frankly, that really means nothing at this point because you have no idea whether the best players are playing against the best players or some guys playing against a triple-A starter, or you're trying to throw against a guy who's working on hitting a breaking ball. All kinds of factors come into play. A couple of things that surprise me in the Cactus League, though, are that we see Cleveland at the bottom at 2-6, and I think Cleveland's a much better ball club than that. That's clearly not going to last. The Diamondbacks at 2-5, perhaps a bit of a disappointment there, and a minus 22 in seven games. That's not a great statistic. And the Cubs are at 3-5, and we know that the Cubs are a better team than 3-5. So we're about a week into spring training, so nothing really to learn about that other than perhaps a few individual opportunities, guys coming back or guys trying to break through from AAA and jump up. If we swing over to Florida, perhaps the biggest concern there is the New York Yankees. Aaron Judge seems to have this mysterious injury that they can't seem to find out what it is and how to fix it. And, of course, the Yankees, who we thought were going to be a tremendously strong team this year, have now got some pitching problems in the rotation because Severino's out for the year with Tommy John surgery. And James Paxton, I think, is out for, 3 to 4 months. I think the last time I saw the estimate on his return was late May, early June. So that's going to hurt them a lot. Pittsburgh, 1-7 in spring training, looks like another long season, and they're minus 31 in eight games. So not looking good in Pittsburgh, yet another rebuild in the Steel City. You have to kind of wonder how long that's going to last. It's very disappointing to see them down for so long, then back for 2 or 3 years, then all of a sudden right back in the cellar. So lots of things that we've seen in the first week, very interesting, but another 3 weeks before we see the games really count, and that's probably when we're going to sit down and really appreciate what a great game baseball is.
Good morning, John. I think you're exactly right. You know, we got 3 weeks until we can, you know, see the regulars out there and kind of gauge where we're at. But, you know, for the sake of argument here, Yu Darvish with the Cubs, he had a strong debut. You know, Clayton Kershaw, you know, he strikes out four, didn't allow any hits in his spring debut. And then you got the thing out with the Los Angeles Angels. Of Anaheim, or however we want to say it, with Ohtani, you know, and they're kind of holding Ohtani back a little bit. Is that a good idea? But, you know, we got Darvish and we got Clayton Kershaw off to, you know, decent starts in spring training. But, you know, speak to the three of those things for me.
Well, I guess Darvish started yesterday, as you mentioned, seemed to have a pretty good outing for the first time around. Same thing with Kershaw. Ohtani, I think the Angels have got to be super careful with this guy. Three reasons. Number one, he's a big ticket. He's a big contract, so you obviously have to manage your assets well. The second thing is I really don't know yet if they're sure whether he's going to be a better pitcher than he is a hitter, or a better hitter than he is a pitcher. And then, of course, you've got the surgery that he had last year that left him unable to pitch for most of the season. So I think the Angels are quite right to bring him along slowly. They've got way too much money invested in that young man to let him go out there and tear that thing up again. I think that's probably the right way to manage him, but at some point in time, I've always felt that the Angels are going to have to decide whether this guy is a pitcher or a hitter. I think he's very good at both, but I think he could be extremely good at one or the other if he was allowed to concentrate on that. So I think that's going to be the most interesting thing for me in terms of Ohtani, is how they manage him, how they decide what his future is, and where do they go with this guy? Do they want their money invested in a top outfielder and hitter, or do they want to spend that money on a rotation guy and just let him pinch hit on occasion? So I think how they handle him is going to be key, but again, when you spend that kind of money on a guy, you got to sit back and let it play out as it does.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf as well. Hey, let me ask you this. I'm pretty sure you probably heard about it, but in case you didn't, then I'll fill you in. Madison Bumgarner, obviously coming here to the Arizona Diamondbacks, had a pretty decent outing his first time out. But I don't know if you know the real story about this guy being a rodeo guy and obviously being relatively good at it, but doesn't want to talk about that at all. Do you know anything about it, John?
I don't know anything about it other than the fact that I had heard that that was kind of his lifestyle. I believe he grew up in either North Carolina or South Carolina, was very much an outdoorsman. I've heard that he has been interested in the rodeo. I've never heard him talk about it. I've never obviously seen anything on TV where he's been featured. I don't see a lot of rodeo on TV in Canada, so probably not the surprise that I haven't seen it. But I think the other reason he probably doesn't talk about it is, my guess is it's probably something that's written into his contract that he's not supposed to do. You know, we all know that players are not supposed to water ski, hockey players are not supposed to go downhill skiing and that kind of stuff, parachuting and skydiving, any of those so-called danger sports. And I would have to think that the rodeo falls into that category of danger sports. So maybe he's being quiet for two reasons. Maybe he's being modest, but it might also be that, for the most part, that sort of thing has been banned in his contract, and he obviously doesn't want to bring attention to it.
Interesting. All right, we got to take a little short pause for the cause. But when we come back on the other side, we got to talk some NHL hockey, John Poulter. Is that okay?
That sounds good.
All right, so keep it close, everybody. We're hanging out with John Poulter, our professor of sports. Comes to us all the way from Canada. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
That's out toward right center field. Going back on it is Zimmer. At the wall. Gone! Big fly, Ohtani-san! That's out toward center field. Zimmer racing back. Still going back near the ball. Gone! Big fly, Ohtani-san again!
He's chased and missed, and he got him, struck him out. So Ohtani has struck out three of the first four batters here.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Off the draw, score! Alex Ovechkin, 699 with a dart.
Alex opens up, nets up, further to front, deflection, stop, great stop there. Blackwood, Rob Wilson, Ovechkin put it right on a platter for him. Kuznetsov for Ovechkin, drive, he scores! His spectacular history-making continues.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Alex Ovechkin does get that 700th goal. We all know about that. And probably more importantly, his team is leading the Metropolitan right now with 84 points, a little bit ahead of the Flyers, who have 81 points. And you know what? Quite frankly, John, you know, we've talked about the Pacific kind of like we did, you know, the Brewers with the National League Central with them in St. Louis and the Cubs, because it's kind of been one of those races where it's changing all the time. But I got to say, man, you know how much mad love I got for the Vegas Golden Knights. And quite frankly, man, they're up to their old tricks once again. They've won 8 straight now, and boom, just like that, they're right back on top of the Pacific. Amazing, man. It's really incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, it's probably one situation where a coaching change did actually have a positive effect on the team. You know, as you mentioned, we've talked about the fact that that division is very much like the National League Central. Depending on which day of the week you're looking at the standings, your team could be first or could be fifth. And all of a sudden, we see Vegas has opened up a 4-point lead over Edmonton. Edmonton does have one game in hand, so that's slightly misleading, but all of a sudden, we see Vegas with 80 points, Edmonton with 76, Vancouver with 74, Calgary with 73, and Winnipeg and the Arizona Coyotes each with 72. So here we've got 6 teams covered by 8 points. Three of those teams will definitely get into the playoffs, and the other two will be sort of looking at wild card spots in contention with the Central Division teams. So it's a very interesting division. I've always thought Vegas was a very good team. I've always thought that they were a solidly built team. I thought they were a well-managed and well-coached team. I was very surprised when Gerard Gallant was relieved of his duties as head coach. But clearly, when you look at what's been going on since Peter DeBoer took over, you have to think that it was a change that was the right one.
Mike?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, okay. All right. Look, John, you know, we just had the trade deadline with all 31 NHL teams. Who did the best? Who kind of blew it and missed out on some opportunities?
All right, so we just got a little bit of technical difficulty, Mike, so we're bringing John back here in a quick moment. But so just save that question for a quick moment. But I just want to ask you real quickly, in general, with what this Golden Knights team has done in their first couple of seasons, like, could we ever have imagined a team being able to come onto the scene the way that they have, like, in any sport, when you really think about it? It's beyond remarkable, and that's why the Dorfman has found a way to gravitate to these guys, because it's hard not to like something like this, Mike. It really, truly is.
No, it really isn't all that hard to gravitate towards a team that just got out the gate like they did, and they're continuing to do it. And like you said, they're up to their old tricks. You know, they've won 8 in a row. They're 8-1-1 in their last 10. I mean, I'm going to be in Vegas the next couple of weeks. You're hopefully going to be there. I mean, that's a town that is completely bought into the Vegas Golden Knights. I mean, their stuff is all around town.
You just made me think of something, brother. We may have to go check out. If you and I are both in Vegas for the Pac-12 tourney together, we absolutely are going to a Golden Knights game because that doesn't make sense for us not to. We do have John Poulter right back, so go ahead and ask him that question, Mike.
Well, before I get to the question, I will tell you that the Pac-12 tournament is in the arena where the Vegas Knights play. So that's not going to work this time, but, you know, it's neither here nor there. But, John, my question for you in terms of, you know, the trade deadline and what teams kind of appear to have done well, what teams maybe missed some opportunities, what's your opinion on all that? Who did well, who didn't do so well?
Well, it was a funny deadline, quite frankly. Chris Kreider was the name that, of the New York Rangers, was the name that everybody thought was the top trading chip, as the Rangers looked like they were probably going to be in a rebuild. But they've played so well lately, they changed their tune and instead signed him to a 6 or 7 year extension at significant money. So basically what we ended up seeing at the trading deadline was a lot of spare parts changing places. You know, your problem for my problem, or situations where a team had a role that they needed to, a role that they needed to be filled down on the third line or the fourth line or the second or third pairing of defense, or perhaps a backup goaltender situation. We saw a lot of those deals that were sort of, I wouldn't say minor league players, but not major deals. So there were no blockbuster trades, in my opinion. I have to think that everybody sort of solidified themselves a little much, a little bit. I think perhaps the team that did the best last week, if you'd have asked me that question, I would have said the Carolina Hurricanes. But I look at the standings this morning and I see that the Hurricanes are outside the wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. So it's really hard to tell who did the best and who didn't. The team that surprised me that they didn't make more moves was the Detroit Red Wings. Here's a team that's last in pretty much everything in the league, wins, losses, points, goals for, goals against, goal differential, all of those important things. And I thought they may trade some more of their current players for draft picks, but they seem to be fairly quiet, which tells me that they must think that they've got a lot in the farm system that's coming along in the next little while. But everybody added depth players. Boston added depth players. Tampa Bay added depth players. Philadelphia was a team that surprised me. I thought they may make a move. They didn't do very much. They traded a few spare parts. And here's another team that's playing very well. 8-2 in their last 10, won their last 5. All of a sudden find themselves in second place, only 3 points behind the Washington Capitals. So it was a funny trade deadline. I think the fact that it was in February this year rather than March, the way that it traditionally was, might have been a factor as well. And we also saw some deals done a little earlier than the trade deadline, some GMs doing their shopping early, much as we've seen in baseball the last few years.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down the NHL for us at this current moment. Let me ask you this, John, because I look at all the standings, and quite frankly, there's not a huge margin of separation. And I don't necessarily remember a time where things have been this close for this long. You know, last year we had the Lightning, who were just literally lightning bolts ahead of everybody, where they were crushing the league. This year, it seems like things are a lot tighter. Do you like that better, or do you think that's worse? I personally think it's great seeing parity in the game.
I have mixed feelings on it, Andy. It's great to see a lot of teams competing for a few spots. It certainly keeps the game interesting. You're not looking at an awful lot of teams coming into your city in February and March, where they're so hopelessly out of it. The problem that I have with the whole situation is that because of this scoring system where you get 2 points for a win, no points for a regulation loss, but 1 point for an overtime or shootout loss, we've got some three-point games, and all of a sudden by extending a game to overtime, you could gain a point on somebody. And I struggle with that a little bit. I'd like to see that evened out. I'm not sure what the perfect solution would be. But it's a little bit misleading, and a classic example of that is if you look at the Western Conference, which has 15 teams, the top 12, Chicago Blackhawks being the 12th team, they're playing 500 hockey. They're 66 points from 65 games. So that means that only Anaheim, San Jose, and Los Angeles in the Western Conference are below 500. That doesn't make an awful lot of sense. I mean, you usually think that half of your teams would be above 500 and half would be below, but that extra point has made a huge difference. You know, Boston, probably the best team in the league right now, sitting with 94 points from 64 games, a seven-point lead over Tampa. If you'd have asked me a week ago, did I think Tampa could catch them, my answer would have been yes, but I saw this morning that Tampa's star player, Steve Stamkos, is going to be out 6 to 8 weeks with some core muscle surgery. I'm not quite sure what that is. I know he's had some problems up in his upper body with shoulder injuries, but that's going to hurt Tampa Bay, having one of their best players out of the lineup, probably for the rest of the regular season and most likely for the first round of the playoffs as well. So that doesn't help Tampa. Boston playing very, very well right now. They're as Detroit is at the bottom of most of the stats, Boston is at the top. So probably the strongest team in the league right now, but with these three-point games, it's not hard for somebody to get back into it pretty quickly.
All right, so real quickly, in about 20 seconds or less, right now, who does John Poulter like from both sides to make it to the Stanley Cup?
I think we're looking at a repeat of last year, Boston from the east and St. Louis from the west, but Vegas and Washington will have a lot to say about that.
I certainly hope Vegas has a lot to say about it. Anyways, as always, John, a true pleasure talking to you. We'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, a professor of sports, hanging out with us, breaking down Major League Baseball and NHL hockey, doing it better than just about anybody in the business, quite frankly. That's why we got him here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and you know what? We'll be right back, everybody.
Eller, and he gains the zone. Gives it on back to Oshie. Bad one across. Bad angle. Score! What a shot by Kuznetsov!
This is Dorf on Sports.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Virginia, 6 seconds to go. Mooney up the floor, three on the left wing. That is no good. Rebound pulled down by DeAndre Hunter, and they're going to dribble it out from ruin to redemption. The Virginia Cavaliers are the 2019 NCAA National Champions. 85-77, Virginia wins its first men's basketball championship.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
We can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Yeah.
That's right, baby. No wrong moves. Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. And, man, oh, man, that clip honestly makes me think about when you have something happen to you really terrible in your life and then you're able to come back and overcome that. Think about what happened to Virginia, people, the year before they actually won it. The only team in the history of the March Madness tournament to go down to a 16 seed. And then they followed up the year after that by winning the championship. Like, dude, that's awesome stuff. I'm sorry, but that is literally awesome stuff, man. So kudos to Virginia to getting it done. But you know what? I don't think they're getting it done this year, Mike Wilson. And you know what? Crazy day in college basketball on Saturday because, first and foremost, we had the rematch of Kansas and K-State. And the only reason that's a big deal is because of what happened the first time these two teams played in Lawrence, Kansas, at Allen Fieldhouse there in Lawrence. It was a terrible, terrible scene. Obviously, we all know about it. It was a disaster. Kansas winds up winning that basketball game. It was a good game, by the way. 62-58, they get that thing done. Baylor does go down, the number two team in the country. They lose to TCU 75-72. Gonzaga holds off St. Mary. San Diego State, they get it done over Nevada. Clemson, they wind up beating Florida State by 1 point. Virginia, the team we're just talking about, they beat Duke by a deuce, 52-50. You had Kentucky hang on to beat Auburn in a good basketball game. Michigan State, they've come back a little bit, Mike Wilson. They wind up going on the road to beat a pretty good Maryland team, 78-66. Providence beats Villanova, who's ranked high, obviously, in the country right now. Seton Hall goes to Marquette, where now they have a clear path to having the Big East title for them. So, dude, Just a crazy day. And then Iowa beating Penn State. That's a good Big Ten matchup. We know about that. But truth be told, man, there was a lot of good basketball games. Oklahoma beats a West Virginia team that's ranked. Texas beats a Texas Tech team that's ranked. So, dude, lots of upsets. And you know what? It's that time of year, my friend.
Yeah, it is. It really is that time of the year, and it's the exciting time of the year for college basketball because you got the buzzer beaters, you got unranked teams beating ranked teams, and I think yesterday was the first time in a real long time that when you had unranked opponents and ranked opponents playing each other, you had 5 out of 6 games that went to the unranked team, and you know, there's nothing better than watching these upsets. And, you know, fans are storming the court, teams are jumping up and down, you know, trying to get off the bubble and get in the tournament. So it is an exciting time of year. But, you know, the thing that we keep coming back to, Dorf, and I've just noticed this over the last month or so in terms of college basketball, is the amount of parity that is in college basketball this year. We don't have, you know, you still got the blue bloods, you got the Kansases and, you know, the Dukes of the world, but they're not, you know, the separation between them and the other teams that people may look at as below them is not much this year. I mean, the big dog last year was Duke with Zion and R.J. Barrett and those guys. And, you know, they were taken out in the tournament. This is going to be just, lack of a better term, this tournament could be a hot mess in terms of these blue bloods getting through to the Final Four.
Speaking of a hot mess, my friend, great segue for me. The Pac-12, my friend, is absolutely a hot mess.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. UCLA, the team that a colleague of ours here on the network, I'm going to say his name because, frankly, I love the guy, but, dude, he's all over the place with things. My man Fred Wallen, dude, all you do is talk badly about UCLA, and quite frankly, my friend, they're leading the Pac-12. So if UCLA is that bad, bro, the Pac-12 absolutely stinks, and this is just an amazing accomplishment. I'm sorry, but I've watched UCLA play a little bit, especially this week when they played ASU during the week. I did watch that game. You and I haven't discussed that. Obviously, ASU lost to USC as well on Saturday, but truth be told, man, that game with UCLA and ASU was freaking amazing, and it came down to a buzzer beater that UCLA hits. They get the game. They win. They keep carrying that momentum. They beat Arizona on Saturday, and, dude, they're the front runner in the Pac-12, and they're going to the tourney. Like, I see a scenario now where the Pac is going to get five or six teams. How in the hell is that happening, Mike Wilson?
Well, we got teams that are playing well at this time of year. I mean, ASU, Arizona State, they won seven in a row before they went out to LA this weekend and got swept. So they were on a tear. UCLA is on a tear. USC is playing well. Arizona, you know, to me, the Pac-12 is just, it's a bunch of teams that are playing well, but it's still a bunch of teams that are mediocre overall, because when you put some of these teams up against these teams that are going to be in the tournament, I don't necessarily see a Pac-12 team breaking through and making a deep run in the tournament. But at the same time, look, as much as we downplay the Pac-12 and the teams and the players, coaches sometimes, it's a lot of fun to watch the Pac-12 because it's just like 1 minute you're throwing your drink against the wall, and then next you're like raising the glass and tipping it, you know, because your team pulls out a victory like UCLA did the other night. So it is pretty crazy. It is March. Welcome to March Madness, everybody.
Yeah, dude, this is honestly like, we say it all the time, man, but I really feel like you said, you know, this is going to be a hot mess of a tournament, and don't be shocked, don't be surprised if Gonzaga, San Diego State, Dayton, or somebody like that wins this whole thing. Like, I won't be surprised. Yeah. And you hit on such a great point that I don't even think – we just kind of ran over it. And it's a point that I want to make because I've thought about this in so many different ways because I've had a lot of conversations about it. And I want to ask you, and I'll get your opinion on it. When you talk about Coach K, when you talk about Calipari, and you say, you know, these guys have, you know, the Zion Williamsons of the world and the R.J. Barretts and the P.J. Williamsons, the guys that they've had throughout the years, man, that they've been able to get those guys 1 year in and then, boom, they're on to their next journey in their life, which is the NBA. My question to you is do you think a Coach K or a Calipari – is a better coach than, say, a guy like Bruce Pearl, who has guys there with him for 3 or 4 years. And then we marvel and we're so excited about the job that a guy like Bruce Pearl does. But let me explain the difference. He has those kids for 3 or 4 years. Mike and Calipari, they have those guys for 1 year, and they get to Final Fours and Elite Eights all the time. So what say you, Mike Wilson? Who do you appreciate more? Do you appreciate the Caliparis and the Krzyzewskis of the world, or do you appreciate the Bruce Pearls of the world who get those guys to stick around for 3 or 4 years?
Well, you know, I'm going to play Humpty Dumpty here. I'm going to stay on the wall instead of falling off of it. I appreciate all these guys because they're dealt with different situations and different realities. Let's face it, the Kaliparis, the Krzyzewskis of the world, you know, they get these guys, like you said, for a year. At most two, if they're really, really lucky, one of those guys sticks around for a couple of years. However, what happens is, you know, Krzyzewski and Kalipari have to manage these big egos. And let's face it, these kids that come in like Zion, RJ Barrett, their goal is not getting their degree. Their goal is getting to the league. And they have egos and they got to be managed and they got to be one of those things where, you know, the coach has to reel them in and tell them, listen, you know, this is a team concept. You got to buy into the team. So I have a certain amount of respect for that, in managing the egos. It's like the NBA coaches that have, you know, Scotty and Jordan, Shaq, Kobe, all those guys. You got to manage those huge professional egos. And to me, it's the same thing. Now, when you have these guys that have, their players like Coach Pearl has for 3 or 4 years, that, or a Virginia team like last year.
Sure.
You know, it's almost like those teams can have their own coach on the field, or not on the field, but on the court. And it doesn't take managing of egos as much as it does trusting your guys that have been around for 3 or 4 years.
Right. But again, I hear what you're saying. And I kind of dislike the fact that you're hanging on the fence like my man Humpty, because quite frankly, I'm going to take the side of Kalipari and Krzyzewski, man, because like you said, they're managing a guy's ego that they know they've got for 1 year. And let's be honest, it's like 9 months or whatever it is. Okay. At the end of the day, they're leasing this kid. And they're trying to give him all the tools and teach him what they can. And I personally think for them to have to retool year in and year out, dude, it's remarkable. I'm sorry, but it's absolutely freaking remarkable. So to me, that's more impressive. I'm sorry. And I think it's impressive to be able to have guys, a unit that you have, and have them stick together for 3 or 4 years. But the ability to adapt to different kids year in and year out, it's incredibly special to me, Mike. And I give Coach K and Coach Kalipari so much credit because they can adapt and they can switch year in and year out better than anybody else. And quite frankly, to me, that's the difference. And that's why you don't see kids going to other places, because they know that the system at Duke and at Kentucky is set for them to be there for 1 year, to shine, have their skills be showcased, and then boom, they go on to the next level. A team like Auburn, dude, it takes 3 or 4 years for them to find who that guy is. So unfortunately, Dorfman gives a lot more credit and a lot more credence to what Coach K and what Coach Kalipari are doing, because they got to reload every single freaking year, man. It's amazing. All right, I know I hear the music. I'm going off on a tangent, so I might as well take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this hour. He would be Mike Wilson, making me Andy Dorf. And yes, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Odiase at the line, staring at the basketball, spins it in his hands. The senior looks at it, eyes it, fires it, hit it. 3-point lead, 68-65. Tech down 10 in the second half. Leads by 3 with 20 seconds to go. Here's Jerome with 5 to shoot. Penetrates to the right elbow. Fadeaway jumper is good. Ty Jerome never looks on balance, but they always go in. 57-49, 8-point lead.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Talk to the hand.
That's right, baby. Talk to the hand. Welcome back, everybody. He would be Mike Wilson making me Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports weekend edition, which, by the way, my partner is fantastic, people. I'm telling you right now, I got one of the best partners in the business. I'm just going to call you Mr. Post from now on. Literally, we have one of the most active fan pages that you could imagine on Facebook. Just go to the Dorf on Sports page, like it, share it, get involved on the conversation. Mike, you got a great post out there right now. Hit the people up with what you got out there for them right now.
Well, the post on there is, you know, it takes a bunch of guys in their prime like Shaq, Kobe, you know, Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, KD, you know, and they put them on teams, and you just leave us a comment about, you know, which team would you take in their prime. And I'm taking mine with Boston for no shock. I mean, they put Shaq, KG, The Truth, Rondo, you know, Ray Allen on there. I'm taking my guys in green. There's some tough choices, man. I mean, so get to the Dorf on Sports fan page and even hit us up on Instagram. We got a new Instagram page called The Real Dorf on Sports on Instagram, so look for us there.
Yeah, and obviously these are, you know, he's taking teams from their prime. So he took the Cleveland Cavaliers 17-18 squad. We got the Golden State Warriors squad from like 18-19. We got that LA squad from 2003 and 2004, the Celtics of 2010 and 2011. And then if I'm not mistaken, it's that Oklahoma City Thunder team from 11-12. So it's a good post, people. Get on board, enjoy it, check it out, get involved. involved with the page. Like I said, I'm telling you right now, I'm not just blowing smoke up your, you know what. We have one of the most interactive pages on all of Facebook. Go check out the Dorfont Sports fan page. All right, Mike, that's going to wrap us up for hour number one, which means hour number two is on the horizon, people. Tons more sports talk to get into, whether it's NBA basketball, NCAA hoops, NFL football. Wilson and Dorf, we got you covered. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden got his first ever primary win in South Carolina, buoyed by strong support from black voters.
Just days ago, press and the pundits had declared this candidacy dead. Now, thanks to all of you, the heart of the Democratic Party, we just won and we've won big.
But the former vice president still has plenty of ground to make up to reclaim his position atop the 2020 Democratic field, with Super Tuesday right around the corner. Health officials and the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention has said a Washington state coronavirus patient has died, marking the first death in the United States from COVID-19, the illness associated with the virus. President Donald Trump said at a news conference yesterday, there's no reason to panic, and the American public does not need to change their daily routines. Also, that he will be meeting with pharmaceutical companies tomorrow to work on a vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Tom Steyer, the California activist billionaire who's been running as a Democratic candidate for president, dropped out of the race. Steyer's departure came after a disappointing finish in the South Carolina Democratic primary, where he had just 11% of the vote.
And I didn't get into this race and start talking about things to try and get votes. I was in this race to talk about things that I care the most about and that I continue to care the most about.
His exit came after he spent a total of $158 million on television and radio ads. For the third time in under a year, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu seeks re-election. After two inconclusive elections last year, opinion polls forecast another stalemate, a troubling scenario for Netanyahu, who will go on trial with corruption charges just 2 weeks after Monday's vote. The Israeli leader, meanwhile, was forced to drop his bid for immunity from prosecution, and just this week, Israel battled Gaza militants in a two-day round of fighting. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hillary Clinton raked in more cash from convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein than any other politician, despite brushing off his donations by claiming he gave money to every Democrat. The Federal Election Commission filings showed the disgraced movie mogul bundled $1.4 million for Clinton during her presidential bid in 2016. The former first lady defended her long relationship with Weinstein, quickly deflecting scrutiny from reporters by noting that Weinstein also raised funds for Barack Obama, John Kerry, and Al Gore during their presidential bids. About 4 in 10 American adults are obese, and nearly 1 in 10 is severely obese, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Their findings come from a 2017-2018 health survey that measures height and weight, with more than 5,000 adults taking part. The survey found that the obesity rate was over 42%, higher than the one found in the similar study in 2015-2016. And the severe obesity rate was up more than 9% in the new survey. About a half century ago, 1 in 100 American adults were severely obese. Now it's 10 times more common. Dr. William Dietz, a George Washington University expert, said the findings suggest that more Americans will now get diabetes, heart disease, and cancer due to the obesity. And this will make it increasingly difficult for doctors to treat so many severely obese people. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to dive into this hour. Holy smokes. NCAA basketball is going off like you can't believe. NBA basketball. We had a really, really good game Saturday night between Houston and the Celtics. We'll get into that. Believe me, man, there's so much to get into, whether it's the Giannis Antetokounmpo and James Harden situation. Is there a situation? I'm not quite sure about that, because Giannis doesn't need to say anything. Even if James does talk, Mike Wilson, what say you, my friend? Is there a squabble between Giannis and James Harden?
Oh, I mean, in terms of words, maybe. I think it's much ado about nothing. It's kind of a couple of guys going back and forth. No big deal. I personally, I don't think Giannis really cares, you know, that much about it. And I don't really know if Harden really cares all that much about it. I think it's more of a media thing blown up, but it's kind of fun to watch because you really don't see this in the NBA these days all that much.
Right, because everybody's buddy-buddy, and everybody loves each other, and they're shaking hands and hugging each other and going out for dinner after games. I don't think James Harden and Giannis are going out for dinner after the game when they play each other, so that's a good point, man. And you know what? It's kind of good to see guys going after it a little bit. It reminds me of Michael and Larry and Magic and Isaiah a little bit. Let's get back to it. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll continue the conversation about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Harden. Step back three. It is on the way. He's fouled! And it goes! Jeff Green with the foul! And a 49-point night for your MVP.
Giannis for three. No!
Look at Giannis with the one-hand throwdown off the miss by Bledsoe, and a foul.
This is Dorf on Sports.
I wanted to do the right thing.
Welcome back in, everybody. We always want to do the right thing. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. NBA basketball, man. It's pretty good stuff. We got some heated rivalries maybe kind of brewing. And quite frankly, I've thought about it a little bit during the break, Mike. I think the best way for us to see the Giannis and James Harden thing play out is for both of their teams to make it to the NBA Finals. And then maybe we'll have Giannis throwing James Harden passes right to his face. And maybe we'll have James Harden telling Giannis that he wishes he was 7 feet tall and he could just run up and down the floor and dunk the basketball and have no skill. I mean, here's the deal. I really thought about this during the break. And quite frankly, man, James Harden just isn't doing his homework, dude, just like so many other people in the sports world. See, like, I love those people that are the hot take person, okay? And believe me, you and I know plenty of these people. We see them all day, every day, up and down our Facebook feeds, right? And these are people that throw things out there on a dartboard, and they just hope that sooner or later some of this nasty junk sticks, okay? And trust me, man, I'm being PC because there's a couple other words I'd like to use right now. But the truth is, man, is that when you're talking about these two guys, Giannis Antetokounmpo, I'm sorry, man, but he's a different freaking breed, man. He's a guy that reminds me of those dudes back in the 80s and 90s, okay? Because he's not buddy-buddy with everybody in the league. You don't see this guy – dude, I'm sorry, but I don't see this guy going after the game to the other teams looking to shake hands. If you watch this guy at the end of the game, what does he do? He goes to his teammates, man, and then they get a group together. They do whatever they do in the middle of the floor. But then I watch Giannis. For the most part, if he's not playing his brothers, okay, he walks off the floor. He goes immediately off with his team, whereas I see other guys looking for who they can go and touch and grab and hug and give love to. Like, he's a different breed, man, and I think that's really extremely special. And I don't want this guy to change. I'm sorry. I don't want him to change. And the way, to me, that he's handling the situation between he and James – I think it's perfect, man. Like, he's kind of just letting it roll off of his back, whereas James Harden, he's the guy that's talking. Like, we're not hearing Giannis say anything. You and I make up memes, and we do the speaking for Giannis. Do you get what I'm saying? Other people come up with memes that James Harden is saying, okay? Giannis doesn't need to speak. That's what I'm saying.
No, you're right, and here's the thing, and let's kind of break this down a little bit. James Harden, where did he grow up? He grew up in the United States of America. He went through the AAU program, and we can say a ton of stuff about the coaching or supposed coaching that goes on in AAU. It's very individual. It's very kind of me, look at me, here's my video, what I did in the last game, that kind of stuff. Where did Giannis grow up? He grew up in Greece. He's a European. They approach basketball a whole lot differently over in Europe than they do here. It's more about the team concept. It's more, you know, training and getting your fundamentals down, those kind of things, than it is here. I'm not saying that the American players don't practice their basic skills or anything like that, but in Europe, it's born and bred at a young age. The thing with Giannis is that he grew up in that. He is of that school where, you know, you don't sit there and pound the rock 45 dribbles and wait for the defender to fall down or, you know, whatever happens when people guard Harden. The next thing with this is, you know, Harden is a little sensitive. He's not used to, you know, someone kind of speaking the truth on him, as Giannis did at the All-Star game when they picked the All-Star team. And even though Giannis kind of laughed it off a little bit, there was some truth in what he said. Giannis is, you know, his superpower. You know, as Kevin Garnett said in a podcast that I was listening to a few weeks ago, his superpower is he wants to crush everybody. He's not there, like you said, Dor, to be buddy-buddy, exchanging jerseys. I mean, he'll exchange jerseys as long as it's his brothers that, you know, play in the league. But he's there to crush you, to take your will to win away from you. And KG said he's that way in training. He just wants to keep going. He wants to be better every day. Not that Harden doesn't want to be better every day, but here's the last thing that, you know, and you and I talked about this yesterday. You know, Giannis is going to be able to win multiple types of awards. He already has the MVP. He could get Defensive Player of the Year. He could lead the league in scoring. He could lead the league in blocks, rebounds, all that. Harden is going to, you know, get his MVPs or maybe a scoring title. And that's it. He's not going to lead the league in – he's not going to be a Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, that's for damn sure. And he's not going to lead the league in assists. He's not going to lead the league in rebounds. He's kind of a one-trick pony to me. And, you know, when they played Boston last night, and yes, Houston won in overtime by a point – for the most part, Boston did, whoever was on Harden guarded him pretty well. I mean, he had a bad shooting night. I mean, at one point he had 27 points, but he was 7 for 20. Okay. And those guys in Boston know how to defend. So, you know, it's easier to kind of guard a one trick pony in Harden than it is a guy that can, yeah, that's, you know, just 7 feet and can run downhill and can rebound, block shots, all that kind of stuff in Giannis. Hey. Give me Giannis every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
All right. And to even make your point a little bit more clear, I think basically what you're trying to say is if you were to break down every individual award possible for these guys to claim, whether it's the MVP, whether it's the defensive player of the year, rebounder, shot blocker, right? Who's got a better chance at leading all those categories? I'm sorry, but it's overwhelmingly Giannis Antetokounmpo, okay? So for James Harden to come out and just say things like he's saying, I'm telling you, man, it's dangerous. It's careless. It's this guy not really doing his due diligence. I'm sorry, man, but Giannis has improved his game in every way, shape, and form over his span of being in the NBA. And what has James done? James has grown his offensive ability during his time in the NBA. I'm sorry, but he's not a defensive stopper. He's not this guy that you think about that goes out there and dishes out assists left and right, although, you know what, he can. I know, but he's got the ball in his hands so freaking much, man. And quite frankly, the only thing that he does significantly better than Giannis, and hopefully this is going to change because he's doing this a lot more, Giannis, obviously, I'm talking about, but free throw shooting. That to me is where, if you look at it, he's got him, okay? He's got him in free throw shooting, but pretty much every other category, I'm rolling with Giannis, man.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely you want to roll with Giannis. I mean, he's the last guy that I want to see coming down the lane, in the lane, ready to block a shot. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I get why people love Harden. You know, it's the one-on-one. It's, you know, twisting some ankles, breaking some ankles, whatever phrase you want to use with it. But at the same time, what do you want? What would you want more on your team? A guy that can do multiple things at a very high level, or a guy that can do one thing at a very high level and everything else is, if he does it, he does it. I mean, give me the multi-skilled guy. And, you know,
I got you.
You know, Harden making that comment about, you know, that doesn't take much skill. It shows me that Harden's not paying attention to truly what Giannis's game is all about and how much skill he does have as an NBA player.
Speaking of skill, man, what Bradley Beal's been doing lately is just off the charts. He threw up double nickels against my Milwaukee Bucks, and you know what? It wasn't enough because Chris Middleton answered with 40, and the Bucks got the victory. But dude is rolling, man. He's playing unbelievably, and we got a clip for you with him on the way out. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
That ties his season high. Beal drives, layup, reverse. Oh, brilliant move from Bradley Beal, who looks exhausted right now, and a chance for a three-point play.
In a tie game with 23 seconds to play, Bucks have 10 to shoot. Lopez, top of the circle, hand off to Middleton. Bledsoe, baseline dart, out to the... Nope, Bledsoe to Lopez, double clutch, short. Lopez battling for the rebound. Tipped out, taken. This is Middleton, 6 seconds to play. Shot good! Top of the key! That's a three. 116-113 Bucks.
This is Dorf on Sports.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Elements Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all of South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Nestled off the coast of Northern California and deep in the Redwood Forest is a high adventure, completely unlike anything you've ever experienced. Sonoma Canopy Tours invites you to experience new heights with two unique courses, each a 2.5-hour guided eco tour that includes multiple zip lines, sky bridges, a majestic spiral staircase, and a rappel to the forest floor, where you'll be immersed in the unparalleled beauty of the world-famous California coastal redwoods. It's an adventure you'll never forget. Whether you're a first-timer or a veteran zipliner, Sonoma Canopy Tours has an exciting experience tailored just for you. An unforgettable adventure soaring from tree to tree, enjoying nature in a spectacular way. From panoramic forest views to thrillingly deep ravines, it's an adrenaline rush like no other, right in the heart of Sonoma County and just 30 minutes west of Santa Rosa. Plan your zipline adventure today. Contact Sonoma Canopy Tours at 888-494-7868 or go to SonomaCanopyTours.com.
Bogdanovich is being guarded by Middleton. Conley's on the near side. He runs toward the ball, and Bogdanovich pops to the corner. He's open for three. Got it! Bojan Bogdanovich! Javelin!
Morant goes in the backcourt to get the loose basketball. Down to 12 on the game clock. Morant working on Rozier. Vet on rookie. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. Morant. Double team comes. Goes to kick. Cody Martin into the lane. Hangs in the air. Gets it onto the window.
No! It falls good!
The bucket as Ja Morant splits 3 Hornet defenders for a go-ahead left-handed finger roll. You gotta be kidding me. The 20-year-old off the deck through 3 defenders scoops it home.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Haven't done this all day, quite frankly. I can't believe it. Get at us in a couple of different ways. You can always get at us on Twitter and follow us. For Mike, it's going to be maybe the best Twitter handle of all time, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. And then obviously follow us on all the different social media, whether it's on Instagram, that's the real Dorf on Sports. You can follow us on Facebook, get involved on the page. Like I'm telling you people, man, I am not blowing smoke up your, you know, what it is, one of the most interactive pages on all of Facebook. It's called Dorf on Sports. Get involved, get active, let us know your feelings about all the things that we post. And you know what? Post whatever you want as well, man, because, you know, like I always say, we are for the people, by the people, and because of the people, Mike Wilson. So it's all about you, the sports fan, when it comes to the Dorf on Sports crew. We literally want you to voice your opinion, let us know what you're feeling, and let us know what's on your mind. And speaking of that, Mike Wilson, this has been on my mind for a little bit of time now. And quite frankly, I do think it's a one-sided race. But with that being said, A lot of people are making a little bit of noise about what Zion has done since he's come and hit the courts. And quite frankly, I'm with him, man. This dude is fun. This kid is special. And I love the kind of I just love everything about this guy. Like, seriously, I love everything about him. But with that being said, Ja Morant has been unbelievable, okay? And the guy has been there all season long. Is there a way that you see Zion stealing the Rookie of the Year award away from this guy?
Yeah. it's one of those things where Zion came into the league, got drafted with all the hype, you know, the dunks, the just the size of him, what he can do on the court, his athleticism. And I can see people falling in love with that, the last half of the season here. But let's keep this in perspective. It is the Rookie of the Year, not of the Rookie of 3 months or 4 months, whatever the remainder of the season is. It is the Rookie of the Year. And to me, Ja Morant should be the Rookie of the Year based on what he's done the whole year. Look, we had this conversation last year, I think, between Giannis and Harden, I believe, was the thing, because Harden was going on that tear. But Giannis had the more complete year. He did it all season. I'm going to apply that same logic to Ja Morant and the Zion Williamson thing, debate in terms of Rookie of the Year. Now, if Memphis does not make it to the playoffs, I mean, they're sitting in that precarious eighth position, and I think New Orleans is 2.5 games back now of Ja Morant and his Grizzlies for that last spot, and New Orleans gets in, then, you know, I can see a big groundswell of support for Zion getting the Rookie of the Year based on that. But if it was up to me, playoffs or not, Ja Morant is the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, so obviously Zion, the sample size is incredibly small. He's played 14 games.
Right.
He's averaging about just under 29 minutes a game. He throws in a little over 23 points a game, just under 7 rebounds a game, almost 2.5 assists a game, just under a steal a game, a half of a block a game, 2.6 turnovers a game, and then he has himself 1.6 personal fouls a game, which that's impressive. I'm going to read you Ja Morant in a sample size of 54 games. He's averaging just under 18 points a game, just under – let's give him 3.5 rebounds a game, 7 assists a game, 1 steal a game, under a half a block a game, 3.2 turnovers a game, and 1.5 personal fouls a game. So quite frankly, if you look at it overall, this guy's a stat sheet stuffer. He gives you a little bit of everything. He hits every single category. And I still think that obviously Zion is feeling his way a little bit. But I love the impact that both of these guys have had. And I know you talked about the whole season and not 3 months. But I also do think it is about how you impact your team to a certain degree. And quite frankly, Ja Morant has impacted his team from the get. And to me, that's why this award is completely one-sided. I'm sorry, but it's a completely one-sided award. If Ja Morant doesn't get this award, they absolutely took it away from him, Mike Wilson.
Oh yeah, he would absolutely get, lack of a better term, he'd get job over his job in the NBA. So yeah, I mean, you got to look at the totality. People talk about you got to look at the totality of the campaign or the totality of the season or whatever context you're talking in terms of totality, but it applies here. Ja's the Rookie of the Year based on those numbers. And look, LeBron even said it last night, like, look, Memphis got a great one on their hands here. So, after the Lakers lost to Ja and his Grizzlies last night. So for me, once again, it's pretty simple. It's based on the year. And like you said, you know, the impact that they've made on their team, Ja's done both of that for the whole season.
All right. So now let's talk about where we kind of sit right now with the way things are in the NBA. And quite frankly, the best record in the NBA goes to my Milwaukee Bucks. We all know I'm from that great state of Wisconsin, born and raised, and it's extremely awesome to see this happening right now. But when you look at top to bottom of the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference, you look at the Eastern Conference top three teams, 51 wins, 42 wins, 41 wins for the Boston Celtics. I know we lost Mike, so I'll just keep rambling and we'll get him back in a moment here. But if you break this down and you look at it, Milwaukee, 51 wins, Toronto, 41 wins, Toronto, 42 wins, Boston, 41 wins. You look at the Western Conference top three, Los Angeles Lakers, 45 wins, which is six less than the Milwaukee Bucks, and they're the top team. Denver, 40 wins, a couple less than Toronto. They're the number two team. The Clippers, who everybody was extremely high on coming into this season, 40 wins, 19 losses. You look at the Boston Celtics, they're one better than that on each side. 41 wins, 18 losses. So when you take all these things and you look at it, top to bottom, Mike Wilson, I actually think that the Eastern Conference holds its water extremely well against what people think is such a dominant, unbelievably good Western Conference. I'm telling you right now, don't be surprised if the Eastern Conference wins two in a row, people. Mike Wilson, am I nuts or am I onto something?
Go ahead. No, I'm here. Little phone issues. No, you're on to something. Like, I've thought this for a few years now, that the East is not getting their just due. And, you know, I would hate, if I'm a Western Conference team, I don't want to go into Milwaukee at all. So, you know, and don't sleep on my Boston Celtics, people. Just don't do it. They'll come and fight you in the, you know what.
We'll get into that on the other side, because that was a great game. Boston and Houston, obviously they lost to Houston by one, but we'll get into that and a whole heck of a lot more. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's healthcare. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free
guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
And here we go. Kerry Harris looks in, gets it into Jamal Murray. He's going to kill a little bit of the clock here. 10 left to go in the basketball game. Murray to Joker. Jokic wrapped around to Millsap. Leans in. Got deflected. 4 seconds left. Millsap to Joker from 18 feet. Yeah! You get yourself some, Nikola Jokic. The Nuggets with the biggest comeback in fourth quarter history. Left for the dead. Come back from 21 points down and take a one-point lead with 1.2 seconds to go.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Yeah, that's it, man. Welcome back, everybody. Buzzer beaters are going to be the thing, especially come later on in this month, man. March Madness, and then obviously it'll keep rolling into the NBA playoffs, where we'll have buzzer beaters, we'll have great games, we'll have unbelievable performances. If you can't tell, I can't wait. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. Get at us in a few different ways. You can follow us on Twitter. Get after us there. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Check us out on the Facebook page at Dorf on Sports, one of the most interactive pages in all of the Facebook world. And I'm not kidding, man. Like, literally, we just literally can't stop interacting with all you people. And you know what? Quite frankly, here and there, we may read your comment on the program from time to time. So it behooves you to get involved with us here on the Dorf on Sports Radio Extravaganza, and then obviously follow us on Instagram at The Real Dorf on Sports. All right, Mike, let's get back into it. The Lakers, they kind of have been like a little bit down, obviously, after what took place, Kobe Bryant passing away, his daughter, the seven other people. And I quite frankly, man, I sort of give them a little bit of a free pass. And I'm honestly, if I'm not rooting for the Milwaukee Bucks this year, man, I'm going to be rooting for the Los Angeles Lakers. But with that being said, there's something that I've questioned about them all season long, Mike, and it's whether or not they're going to continue shooting the ball the way that they have been. How does Kyle Kuzma fit in? What is his role? And quite frankly, I think he's actually started to figure it out a little bit better. So that to me seems good, but I really do question whether or not they're going to have the spacing and the shooting come playoff time to hang on to it over a Denver Nugget team who they've been coming for a while, Mike. They really have. And, you know, I'm not as high on the Clippers as a lot of people are, but I do think that they're going to be an extremely tough out. I don't really like what Mike D'Antoni's done there with the Houston Rockets and playing this small ball. And quite frankly, I think it's kind of like his last stand and his last straw. And if I'm going to go out, well, you know what? I'm going to go out the way that I want to go out. I don't know about Utah. Could they be a tough out? Sure. Yeah, I think so. After what I saw the Milwaukee Bucks do to the Oklahoma City Thunder the other night, literally destroying that team and beating them by somewhere around 50 points, it was just a joke. they're not a contender. The Dallas Mavericks, they're not a contender. The Memphis Grizzlies, it's going to be a fun, good story to see who finishes in that A spot, whether it's them or New Orleans. Like, I guess that's what we're all kind of hoping for. And will the Blazers be able to figure it out, or San Antonio? I guess that's somewhat intriguing. But truth be told, man, I kind of am eyeing the Denver Nuggets for some weird, odd reason, because, like, we're not talking about them. And they were there last year, and the team that they went up against in the Portland Trailblazers isn't there. So, to me, I'm kind of looking at Denver. What about you?
No, I mean, I would think, well, okay, let's play all this back. One, I got a question. I just got a question your thought process with the Lakers. I mean, I can't root for the Lakers under any circumstances, but that's being a selfish fan. But, you know, it just shocked me that you said that. But two, I still think it's going to be the Lakers and the Clippers in the Western Conference Finals. I think Denver is going to have a say in that. They are, you know, they're teetering right now a little bit. They're 6-4 in their last 10. You know, March and April is when you want to start ramping up and start, you know, playing your best basketball, getting in very high rhythm, you know, getting win streaks behind them, just be ready to go for the playoffs. So I think Denver can get there in terms of ramping themselves up. But I think in the end, it's still the Clippers and the Lakers for the Western Conference. I don't buy Houston at all. The small ball thing is just, it'll go by the wayside when you run into a team with any any kind of size. Denver has size. The Lakers have size. The Clippers have size. You know, so you can, you know, the Houston fans can sit there all they want and watch, you know, some of the greatest 45-50 dribbles, you know, every game, every possession that they want, and feel good about themselves. But I don't see the Rockets doing anything. Utah is a bit of a disappointment to me. Look, they're 5-5 in the last 10. But the biggest problem that they have, they got to figure out what they're doing at the guard position with Conley. You know, are they going to sit him and bring him off the bench so he gets some better reps and get some better time in terms of scoring against the second unit of the opposing team? Are they going to keep him? They're going to keep him in the starting lineup where he has struggled, and his role is kind of under a little bit of scrutiny right now in terms of that starting position. So Utah has to figure that out. But you know, look, the Lakers, as much as, you know, some people have said maybe the Lakers, you know, you root for them because of Kobe, the Kobe situation. I get that. I understand that, you know, that they're down. They're not really down. They're 8-2 in their last 10. Like, you know, your record is what your record is, and it shows who you are. I think this is one of those situations where, with the whole Kobe thing, I think LeBron has actually stepped up in terms of being a leader and trying and helping his team cope with that kind of loss. And just keeping the Laker organization on the straight and narrow in terms of the product on the court. So we shall see what plays out. But for me, give me the Clips and give me the Lakers in the Western Conference Final, with the Clips beating the Lakers, and I always good with me.
I agree with your statement on LeBron and how he's handled the whole situation and really taken it upon his shoulders to take this. And the guy is unbelievable, man. And anybody that doesn't like LeBron James, I'm sorry, but you just don't like people. Okay, this guy is an incredible human being. Everywhere he's been, he gets his team to the highest level. So at the end of the day, man, I admire him. I think the guy is just a real special human being. And quite frankly, if there's anybody that could handle this, it's LeBron James, man. Okay, so let me ask you this now. We're coming down to the stretch run of the NBA season. A lot has been made about load management throughout the whole season. I guess my question to you is now that you know what's coming and you're going to be one of these eight teams that are going to be playing in the postseason, do you actually change your philosophy now And do you start playing these guys the way that you're going to play them come playoff time? So you've done this load management thing all year long. And quite frankly, the Milwaukee Bucks do it better than anybody because they can do it in game, okay? Like, they're up by so many damn points every freaking game that they can do this load management thing throughout the season within games where they don't have to sit guys for games. But now you're coming up to it. It's that time of the season where you kind of need that physicality. You need those minutes. You need to see how your body's going to adjust to playing playoff-like basketball. So do you sort of taper things now differently at the end of the season, Mike Wilson?
Yeah, you start tapering it a little bit. You know, you just don't do it, you know, obviously all at once and that kind of thing. But, yeah, you start kind of tinkering with how you approach each game, and you get closer to the end of the regular season, then it should be really ramped up in terms of, okay, this is pretty much our playoff lineup. This is pretty much how we're going to play in the playoffs. So yeah, I absolutely agree with your statement that, you know, you start tapering this to what the playoffs are going to be like. Because you and I both know, Scotty knows, everybody knows, the NBA playoffs are just a different animal. They're more physical. The game slows down a lot. There's not so much up and down, every possession counts kind of thing. So yeah, you do have to start tapering this to how the playoffs are going to be as we get closer to the end of the regular season.
You know, it's going to be like in a weird way, bro. I'm sorry, but I'm going to go back to what we saw in the fourth quarter at the All-Star game when it actually meant something. And dudes were playing defense and dudes were getting after each other. That's what I want to see, man. And I want to see that for 48. I don't want to see that just for 12 minutes in a meaningless basketball game. But obviously pride took over in that situation. I just – dude, there's nothing like playoff action. There's nothing like playoffs in any sport, whether it's hockey, basketball, football, you name it, man. It brings out a different animal. Okay, so with that being said, who do you like in this race? Like, if you have to say one team, and let's not just say the Milwaukee Bucks for the heck of it. I truly believe that they played the best brand of basketball. I know you do too. But do you really believe that anybody else fears the Milwaukee Bucks?
Oh, I think, look, for me, I think the rest of the league fears them because Milwaukee is the team that gets you, it's death by a thousand cuts. You know, if Giannis can get you, they can nail you from the outside, they can go inside with the Lopez brothers and Giannis. Middleton can scorch it. Ebled can have a game where he's torching the guards out front, and he can score from the outside. You know,
hey, good
so
question.
It's one. Go ahead.
Let me ask you this. You brought up a great question for me. Where do you rank Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton right now as one of the top duos in the NBA? I personally think they are a top three, and you could make a real strong case that maybe that's your number one duo in the NBA right now.
Dorf, I think you answered your own question. I was like, is this rhetorical or like what do you really want? No, they are. They are absolutely a top three, and like you said, you can certainly make the argument that they are the top duo in the NBA. I think people out in Los Angeles might disagree with you, or maybe some fanboys down there in Houston might disagree with you. But you know, it is what it is. But they're certainly top three.
Chris Middleton averages over 20 points a game. He shoots over 90% from the free throw line, 50% from the field, and over 40% from three-point land. I don't think there's many people to ever do it in the history of the game. So, dude is unbelievably good and should get mad love. I know we got to take a break. We'll do it. We'll come back and wrap things up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
By LeBron, another opportunity. Leonard for three. Here's James for three. And here's LeBron whipping cross-court Kawhi Leonard. Yes!
Are you kidding me?
Oh, Team LeBron has won it.
This is Dorf on Sports.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
That's big!
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time today. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, always live, each and every Sunday for your listening pleasure from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then the Dorf Man comes back to you late night, doing the weekend recap here on Sports Overnight America. I start at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time doing that show. Love coming to you on Sirius XM Channel 211 and all of the different outlets that we come to you at, whether it's iHeart, TuneIn, Heartland Newsfeed, KSRN Network. Dorfman and Wilson got you covered in every way, shape, and form. And like we always do at this time, Mike Wilson, it's parting shot time. You are up, my friend.
Well, my parting shot goes out to Riley Richardson. She is the point guard for the Arizona State women's basketball team. The other night against California, she became the all-time leading assist leader at Arizona State, whether it's women's or men's basketball. She is number one on top of everybody. She has 552 assists in her career so far, and it's only going to go further because the women's tournament is in Vegas this week, which I will be there and taking in. So congratulations to Riley Richardson of Arizona State.
Hey, good job, Mike Wilson. You're doing your homework. You're prepping for the Women's Pac-12 Championship, the Conference of Championship Tournament, as our man Bill Walton likes to say. And then the week after that, hopefully you and I are both in Las Vegas for the Pac-12 Men's Tournament, watching the Conference of Champions. And we'll be hanging out with Bill Walton, potentially. But real quickly, my parting shot, as always, to the Milwaukee Bucks. Just keep on doing what you're doing, man. You're winning at an unbelievably crazy rate. And you know what? The stats that you're throwing out there are better than what the Golden State Warriors teams were doing when they were winning championships. Go get that chip. That's what the Dorf Man's saying. For Mike, for Scott, for John Poulter, I'm saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.